Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Maras, Yishayichyu. And the schus Yedid Navshi, Rav Aaron Meshulam and Rav Baruch Hertz. Schus Yedid Navshi, Rav Gershon Ephraim and Gila Sar, the Bracha Batzlach Wachamase Yedayim. The schus Yechiel Ben Shalamis, Bracha Batzlach Wachamase Yadav. Rabbi Yeshua Meir ben Chavisara, Bracha Batzlach Wachamase Yadav, Rabbi Shalom ben Bina, David Shukara Allah ben Rachel. And the din of Amira b'kedushin, we find in the Sifrei Achron of Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas a big discussion about the nature of Lashon Kedushin. Do we need a Lashon Kedushin? Do we not need a Lashon Kedushin? From Rov Rishonim, Eitz Mashma, that we don't require a Lashon Kedushin. So those Achronim who say otherwise, Rav Rishon Eitz Mashma, we do need a Lashon Kedushin. And those Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas who say otherwise, it seems problematic. Rav Rishon Eitz Mashma, that we require a Lashon Kedushin in order to marry a woman. In the Chedushei Gaon Reb Shimon, Nedarim, Simen Vav, he writes as follows, Yesh Yad LeKedushin Olo. If you use a partial lashon for kedushin, does it work? On darmel alish arei mukudesh esliv armel chaber tevaat. Say to a woman, "You're betrothed to me," and then you say, "There's a woman standing next to her," and you say, "And you." That's yad. That's not a full lashon. What the man said to the second woman. Says Reb Shimon, "Vinei sfekas hashas b'hach sugya b'kedushin b'peo b'tzdak alinyan yados nira." It seems the suffix of the Gemara in this sugya, by partial lashon, by kedushin, by peya, by tztaka, as far as yados goes, is because there's no clear umdina, there's no clear assessment that with the yad mochiach that he means to give the tztaka or marry the woman, etc. The after peya v'tztaka ev shalom retzarech dibur dafka v'lom hani umdina kamo v'dinidarim dinir d'minatara tzarech dafka bitvis v'sayim. So even though the Gabe Peya and Staka, maybe we can say that you need a Dibur Dafka, and an Umdina is not effective, like by Nidarim, the Menatari you need Bitus Fasayim. Aval Bikidushin Nire Barer, the Ein Sarich Dibur. Shall I rayat Mekudeshesli? You don't need the Dibur, you don't need to say an explicit Dibur of Harayat Mekudeshes. If they already discussed getting married, and then Pitomi gives her money, and they're Edim, so they're married. We see in the Gemara, Kedushin 6. Rav Shiv Sefer Amilum Sim Lamedes, who contest not Kedushin Sarachamir Menatorah, who forget Ain Sarachamir, Lo Edim Ain Lozet. And even though, says Rav Shimon, that the Avnei Miluim says that by Kedushin you need Amira, I don't know where he gets this from. You don't need a mirror. I don't know where he gets this from. The Mashmos says that you don't need a mirror. So that's what Reb Shimon says. So Reb Shimon's no ket kedavar pashut. Shein shum tzadu mokor loymar sheyesh din amira b'kedushin. You don't need a proper amira by kedushin. And the issue by the yad is it, does he mean kedushin or not? But the problem is not the dibur. You don't need a dibur for kedushin. He's Doicha the Avnei Miluim, who says that you do need a mirror b'kedushin. The Nesivus in the Taraz Gittin also holds like the Avnei Miluim. Kuf Mem Aleph Sivav. The Birkas Shmuel in Kedushin and Simen Aleph Siv Katan Aleph, he brings in the name of Reb Chaim, like the Shita of Reb Shimon. V'naktim says Reb Baruch Ber, Divrei Moiri V'Rabbi Hagoyin Ha'amiti. Hachasid, Rash Kibahag, Zchuso Yogen Aleinu Amen. Saying he, Reb Baruch Ber, held of his Rebbe like Ein Malashvot, how people hold of their Rebbe like Reb Baruch Ber held. Like 10 times more than any Chassid holds of his Rebbe, if one can say that. So, Mori Virabi, Hagoin Amiti, Hachasid, Rash Kol Pene Agola, Zchuso Yogen Aleinu. Ahad boy ben nedarim im yesh ad le kedushin olo fiksha mori vi rabbi schus yogen aleinu ma tzich amanu le din lashin le gabi kedushin afilu om denai deshe dibar mai al dibar mal iske kedushin af bishen bo din lashin gam kein mahani gabi kedushin daloi binen din levatis vasayim le gabi kedushin. So he says, my Rebbe asked, what's this din of lashin by kedushin? Is there yad? Is there not yad? You don't need a lashin for kedushin. Kedushin doesn't require a lashin, even if he doesn't have a proper lashin of kedushin. They're just schmoozing about being married, and he gives her money. They're married. So what's the bechlal, the shaila, the gemara? If that's the shaila, whether you need a yad le kedushin? Vare haran kosav. And the Ran says that it's a Yad Mochiach. We know what he means. Just the question is it a proper Lashon? So the Ran says it's a Yad Mochiach. So even if we say that Ein Yad, that it's not like you said a whole Lashon, it doesn't matter. Because you don't need a Lashon for Kedushin. So Reb Chaim wonders what the question of the Gemara is. If you know that the guy means Kedushin, then they should be married. What's the issue? If it's a Yad Mochiach, they're married. Even if he's Medabri Maliske Kedushin, they're married. So what's the issue? So we see that Reb Shimon holds you don't need a proper Lashon for Kedushin. Chaim holds you don't need a proper Lashon for Kedushin. Because you see that if they're Osek Boso Inyan and he gives her money, they're married. So what's the question if there's Yad L'Kedushin or not? So Reb Shimon proves from this Kasha that Osek Boso Inyan isn't considered Numdin Abrura. Excuse me. The Gemara says that Oskim Bosa Dabra is fine. Reb Shimon writes, "Valken Nirlin Yistati Biker Sveikas Hashas Linin Yados Hu Din Yumdena Hu Dafka Hechashanan Sadi Al Ikar Adover Aval Begdushim Chadoyim Avshom Reveat Havayad Mochich Shemashmos Adover Veat Noite Al Kavanas Hakedushim Mekom Leka Baze Umdena Demuchoch." So Reb Shimon wants to say that this Pashit, if you say Veat, it's not an Umdena Demuchoch. Because he understands that you don't need a proper Lashon for Kiddushin. And if it's an Umdana Demuchach, when he says that you're a Mekudeshes Liveat, and he adds the pretty girl standing next to the girl he was just Mekadesh, so they're both married. Why should they both not be married? It's an Umdana Demuchach. So it must be that it's not an Umdana Demuchach, right? It's either going to be that it's an improper Lashon or it's not an Umdana Demuchach, right? Improper Lashon, we eliminated that possibility because according to Reb Shimon, you don't need a Lashon for Kiddushin. Like we see from Oskin Boso Inyan. So it must be. And what's the issue? The issue is that it's not an Umdana Demuchach. But Reb Chaim doesn't accept that. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to get to Reb Chaim's Teretz. We also see this in the Kila Siyankif in Simon Dalit, Aval B'Kedushin L'chor Ein Tzarech Klal Amir B'Shas Kedushin D'Sagu Zeh She'adu Lanu Sheshneim Nisgabnu L'Shem Kedushin Alf B'Shalot Dibru Klal. So by Kedushin L'chorah, you don't even need a Lashon, as long as we know that they're Miskavim for Kedushin. V'rayi L'zeh from Medabri Maliske Kedushel. If you're speaking about it, then he gives her money. Everything is cool. So you see from the G'dayle Olam, you see from the Reb Shimon Shkop, and you see from Agoyin Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and you see from the Agoyin the Stipler, that Ein Din Lashon B'Kedushim, and the rise from Oskin Boso Inyan. But it's very difficult to understand, as is pointed out by the great Sefer, the Imre Ruvain, and drawing upon that we have a kasha on this. Number one, Rov Rishonim, we see not like them. The Rashba says in the sugi of Nasan Hu Amrehi Elahachi Perusha the Kiyikach Mashmi Shekol Ikuchim Dain Nesina VeAmira Tluyim Bo. So it's mafurish b'divrei Rashba. There's a din amira in kiddushin, and it's learned from the pasuk that you learn nesina from. Ki yikach requires amira. So too in the Ritva davade amira shaloi b'inan. So you see nacharishin. You need amira. Another kasha is mimakum shebo muchach lehefech, because in the sugya of oskim bosuinyan, which is the makor of these gedolei olam, we see in the Rishonim that there is a din of kiddushin. The Rashba writes, "Avol b'shei oskim b'osuinyan kevin shu b'atzmo nisratze b'meikar reza kilu pireish achshav b'shas nisina that diburi dinafshek asamach v'yoyv." He writes that when they're oskim b'osik b'osuinyan, since he himself wanted originally, it's like he was mefarish now b'shas nisina, because he's the somech on his own dibur. In other words, that Oskim Bosuinyan is effective, it's not because we don't require a Dibur and an Umdana is effective like the Rosh Yeshivas thought, but rather it's because there is a Dibur, Ki'ilu Piresh Achshav B'Shas HaNesina. And the Biur is, like the Rashba writes himself, Da'a Dibura Dinafshei Kasomich V'yoiv. In other words, we don't require a new Dibur because he is Somech on the previous Dibur. That's why they're Osek Boso Inyan, talking about this, talking about that. And even if they went off track, the very fact that he gave her money, so we're Somech on the Dibur of Kedushin, the earlier Dibur of Kedushin. So you see that these Rashi Yeshivas Lechora, going Reb Shimon, going Reb Chaim, going to Stipler, are against the Rishonim. And like the Rashba, we find in a number of Rishonim. And it's not clear if there's any Rishon who's Mefurish that you don't need Amira. And that Oskim Bosa Winyan is effective mitzad the Yumdana, that no Amir is necessary. The Ritva writes, command the Piresh Dami. The Meiri also writes like the Rashba. In the Kilas Yankov that we mentioned, he brings the Stira from the Sugi Nedarim. It's Mashma, that there's a Din Lashon, and therefore the Gemara is asking, is there a Yad, does a Parsha Lashon work for Kedushin or not? And he brings the Stira to the Gemara in Kedushin, where it's mashma, according to this, the way Stipler is learning the Gemara in Kedushin, that you don't need a mirror for, you don't need a lashon for Kedushin. So he's metare, it's like Reb Shimon, that a yad mochiach, that this, when he says va'at, it's not enough. It's not enough. Not considered an umdana demuchach. It's not considered a clear estimation that that's what he meant. There is a Rishon, the Shita Lo Noda Lami, who says that you don't need a mirror b'kiddushin, but again, the other Rishon that we saw hold that you don't. But what I want to get to is Reb Chaim's Teretz. Birka Shmuel writes, "V'nakim divrei Morav Rabbi Hadabah bin Adorim Yesh Yad LeKedushin Olo Muki Lo." Umuki kigon da amrla li isha reid mukudeshes li. Vrom la chaverta vaat mi amrinan vaat nami amrla li chaverta vatavsi bakadushin la chaverta. O dilma vaat chazoi amrla li chaverta vatavsi bakadushin bechaverta. So what does he mean when he says harea mukudeshes li vaat? Does he mean and you're also mukudeshes li or and you look at this? But I don't want to marry you. What's the issue if there's a lashon? As long as you have an umdana, it's enough. You don't need bitui svasayim. And the Ran writes that it's a yad mochiach. So what's the problem here? So b'tirei tzmori v'rabi. So he says words here that we're zochet to a lot of attention in the Achronim, trying to figure out what Reb Chaim said. He said a mishpat satum. He said like this: V'tirei tzmorei v'rabi zchus yogen aleinu demizem muchach demin lashon shel kedushin lo avdinan anon umdina. that from a lashon of kiddushin, we do not make an umdina. What does that mean? From a lashon of kiddushin, we don't make an umdina. Kasha la'avin zot. So the Birchas Shmuel, or Baruch Be'er, was mevayer. He explains the teretz of Reb Chaim, and he says you have to be makdim first two hakdamas, and then we can understand what Reb Chaim meant. He says number one, to be kiddushin ba'inan amira migzeres hakasev deki yikach, that by kiddushin we require amira because there's migzeres hakasev of ki yikach. By kiddushin we require an amira. That's number one. Number two, sheyesh lemakadesh lechabin b'shas kniyasa laofen amesuyim shekona oseba. He has to be mechabin to how he's going to be koner. Since there are two ways of being megala his kavana, one is aydei oskim b'osuinyan, another is aydei lashon mefureshes. So he has to be mechavein to that way that he wants to be mekadesh. And if he's not mechavein to an umdina, but he's mechavein to a lashon that he wants it to be an explicit lashon, it's not going to be effective mikoach the umdina, because then he's lacking the kavanas kinyan of a proper maisekicha. So from these hakdamas, he explains the very terse language of Reb Chaim. Min ha-lashon shel kedushin lo avdina nanan umdina. From the lashon of kedushin, we don't make an umdina. Explains the Birkas Shmuel that since he's coming to be mekadesh al yedei lashon, because he says ve'at kvar lo mehani umdina. Since he says ve'at, an umdina is not going to be effective. Kevin shechaser bekavana lekedushin al yedei umdina. In other words, here he said a lashon. Ava'at. That's lashon. It's not a oskin ba'osu'inyan. They're not just talking about being married. Here he's saying a lashon of kedushin. Ve'at. And we have an umdana that he means, and you should be mekudeshes. But that umdana is going to be no good because we lack that he should have kavana lekedushin al yedei umdana. He's coming to be mekadesh al yedei lashon. So you're right, va'at is an umdana. Va'at, we can assume that he wants to marry her as well. But that's not his kavana. Writes her Baruch Be'er. B'kevan de kavanasa hu lekadesh al yedei lashon gufa v'lo yedei shedibur amal eske kedushin. Since he's coming to be mekadesh with a lashon and not because he's been talking about the kedushin. Lo shaychom riskadisha de mashi dibir meleske kedushin. Damatzi amar ani lo kivanti lekadshecha al yedei umdina shel dibir ima aleske kedushin ki im bahaloshon. No, I don't want to be mekadishi with the umdina. I want to be mekadishi with the dibur. I can't tzarich shiatzem aloshon moel liknas aydiado. So in other words, what he did is he shifted himself. He said, I don't want to be mekadishi in an umdina type way. I want to be mekadishi in a dibur type way. And then he used an insufficient dibur. So if you want to be mekadesh in a dibur way and use an insufficient dibur, it doesn't work. And you can't marry her al dei umdina. Of course we have an umdina here, but he doesn't want umdina. Because he used a dibur, va'at. Ha'red mekudeshes li va'at is a dibur. So it's an insufficient dibur. Ha'ken tzarech she'e etzem loshen mo'e liknos al yado. V'zeh ba'im yesh yad kedushin im yesh kan din loshen olo. So the yesh yad, is it loshen or not? Because he wants to be married with a loshen.
Vein zatzem adibur shel vaat. Mekevin shu mechabin lekadosh al yedei guf adibur.
He doesn't want umdina. He wants to be makadisha with a dibur. But this va'at is not a sufficient dibur. So the question is that we can ask with a lot of derech eretz, is that what Reb Chaim meant? D'min lashon shel kedushin lo avdinan ana umdina. He meant this whole biur. From a lashon of kedushin, we don't make an umdina. Maybe, but maybe not. So that's not so clear that Reb Chaim meant this whole biur b'dvarav. Also, Reb Chaim says that min lashon shel kedushin, from a lashon of kedushin, we don't make an umdina. According to Reb Baruch Ber's explanation, the issue is not whether or not we can make an umdina from a lashon of kedushin, but what is kavanis? That since it's kavanis for a lashon of kedushin, therefore, his kavan is not for an umdina. Because he can say, I didn't want to marry her with an umdina. I want to marry her with a lashon of kedushin. So it's all telling his kavana. Chaim doesn't say anything, seems to say anything about his kavana. So maybe there's another biur in Reb Chaim, and that is kipshuto, that it's a din b'dinei umdina. You can make an umdina from a lashon. In other words, the indin of an umdina, of an assessment, is that you assess da'asa adam b'maisa sha'asa, and it's a din dafka b'matzav ha'omed lefaneinu b'zeh sha'asa maisa kagon maisa kedushin, that somebody does a maisa and we can assess what the meaning of this maisa is. But when he says a lashon that requires an explanation, their umdinas don't help. There you need dinei lashon. So it's not a matter of his kavana. It's a matter of what he does. If he says a lashon, then it's a lashon. And if he says an umdina, and if he doesn't have a lashon, if he doesn't use a lashon, Then it's an umdina. Umdina is not going to be effective when he uses a lashon, not because of his kavana. But because he's not marrying her with like the lashon of Reb Chaim. D'min lashon shel kedushin lo avdinan ana umdina. Umdina is where there's a mitzias, where there's a mice of umdina, that they're discussing marriage, and then he gives her money. That's an umdina. He didn't use a proper lashon of kedushin. But when he says va'at, that's a lashon of kedushin that requires interpretation. But that's not. Then you're not in the world of umdina. You're in the world of lashon. Once you put yourself in the world of lashon, again, it's not. Baruch Ber said it's mitzadis kavana. That in theory, from a lashon of kedushin, you could make an umdina, but it's not as kavana. Maybe it has nothing to do with this kavana. For you, you just said there are two worlds. There's a world of umdina, and there's a world of lashon. And once you put yourself in the world of lashon, then you can't have an umdina. You can't have both. It's going to be one or the other. Let's see the lashon of Reb Shimon. And it's Shiur Manadarim and Simon Vav. I'm laughing because I'm remembering that once the Rav Yaakov Ariel was speaking, the Rav HaRashi of Ramat Gan, and a member of the Moetzet of the Rabbanut HaRashit, not the head chief rabbi, but one of the major Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in the world of the Medina. So he associated with the Medina, with the rabbinate. So he said that Rav Avram Shapira once got a new sefer Rav Shira and Rav Shimon, and he said, yeah, that's what I read, you know, in the afternoon during the break, you know, in yeshivas you have off from like 1 to 3, 1 to 4. So he says, during Hafsakat Tzaraim, when I want to rest, I want to relax, so I read the Shirim of Rav Shimon. So he laughed. That's what Avram Shapira did to relax in the afternoon. He read the Shirim of Rav Shimon's cup. Anyway, Rav Shimon writes, Nir l'ni ustati b'z fekas shaslin yadus hu de'inyin umtina hu dafka heicha sh'anan sa'ati al ikar ha'dover. Aval b'kidush v'cha doyme, av sh'am rav'at, av yad mochir sh'mashmo sa dover v'at noita al kavanas kidushin. Mekom wakom leka b'zeh umtina demuchach. Vefshir de gam b'dibur mefurish leka anan sa'ati. Akasim shemefarish kavanaso ein tzarich lado medin umdina. Mushimachem ubayilei mahani yados kedibur ma'ali olo. Chashuv kedibur mefurish. Rakecha shegali kol al yados. There was mefurish bedvarav that if you say va'at, it's not shaykh to make an umdina. Vefshir shegam bedibur mefurish, there's no anan sa'ati. There's no umdina if you make a dibur mefurish. So if he uses a lashon, you're not going into an umdina. If he uses a good lashon, so then it's ask yourself if it's a good lashon. But he's not coming mitzad the umdina, because umdina is anan sadi al ikar adavar, and not on bir lashonos. Umdina is when we assess the situation, and not to interpret his words. That's not umdinas. We don't use umdinas to interpret words. If you're interpreting as lashon of kedushin, then that's going to, you have to determine if it's a valid lashon of kedushin. It's either going to be umdina or lashon kedushin. So according to what we're saying, both Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon hold that there's an umdina when you say to the woman, Va'at. Taka is an umdina. Just, it's not effective, because you can't employ the umdina here. If you could employ an umdina b'vakasha, there is an umdina. Stipler held there's no umdina at all. But Reb Shimon and Reb Chaim hold there is an umdina. But you can't use the umdina because he used the lashon. And once you use a lashon, then umdinas aren't going to help you. So first, Reb Shimon said, that's what we read out before. Aval b'kedushim chadom rav shom reva'at havayad mochiach shemeshmo sedar reva'at notal kavanas hakedushin mekom kom leka b'zeh umdina demuchach. By kedushin, the va'at is probably, he means kedushin, but it's not an umdina demuchach. It's not like absolutely, it's not a compelling umdina. And then he writes, v'efshir degam b'dibur mefurish leka anan sa'ade. Even if it would be a dibur mefurish, there's no anan sa'ade. You can't say anan sa'ade, because you're not in the world of umdinas, you're in the world of dibors. Rakosim shemefarish kavanos ein tzarich ladun midin umdina. But if he's mefarish his kavan, you don't have to command to umdinas. And the question is, now that you're in the world of yados, is it considered a dibur or not? Is a partial lashon considered a proper lashon or not? Because you're not allowed to use the umdina here. You want to use a lashon, you have to use a lashon. Even if it would be an umdina demuchach. Anyway, this is obviously a very, very broad topic. Discussed it in the past. Hopefully we'll also talk about it in the future. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.